Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for February 27, 2006, from the ESD Symposium Committee meetings in Tucson, Arizona. This is the second in a series of interviews that I'm doing here. I'm Doug Smith. So I have here Bob Vermillion, who's one of the many people, including myself, that are here for these standards meetings. So Bob, tell me a little bit about yourself and your business and why you're here.
Sure, Doug. I appreciate being here, and it's good to see you again. My company, RMV Technology Group, LLC, acts as a third-party materials testing lab for several major corporations, from defense to disk drive manufacturer, medical, electronics, and automotive. Mm-hmm. And we not only write the standard or requirements for their protocols, but we'll test suppliers for conformance to their requirements linked to ESD Association standard test methods and such.
So what brings you here? What is it you're doing here?
Well, I'm active with the standard working group for packaging under Brent Beamer, and we write the standards, ANSI standards for resistance, two-point resistance, and various test methods that are utilized for examining various materials and packaging.
Okay, Bob, but you're an independent person, and so unlike an employee where your boss pays you to come to a meeting to do something, no one's paying you to be here, so how do you derive any benefit from this?
Well, as a consultant, like you know yourself, it's important to have a very thorough understanding of the various test methods or industry practices that are important to implement with anybody's program. And consequently, if you don't keep up to date, then you're not in a good position to make recommendations. So it's part of the educational process to keep current on upgrades or variations or make recommendations and new test methods and standards that represent the industry.
So, Bob, what do you think is the most pressing problem in the ESD field today?
From my perspective, having audited several facilities, not only in the U.S., but in Mexico and overseas, and testing incoming materials for companies is supplier nonconformance, and where materials, for example, are expected to perform to a certain criteria established not only by the end-use customer, for example, like a Hewlett-Packard, but also the problem is a supplier will generate a specification sheet, and what they say on the spec sheet doesn't necessarily equate to what the customer receives in their factory.
Interesting. Well, thanks for your time in this interview, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. I really appreciate being here.
And what's your website address?
www.esdrmv.com. And if you don't mind, I'd like to make a plug for California State Polytechnic University on, believe the second week in May, maybe the 13th, I'm conducting a ESD packaging and materials test method course, and which will benefit the Industrial Technology Department of Cal Poly.
Okay, great. And the web address once more?
www.esdrmv.com.
Like Roger, Mike, Victor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you again.
Thank you very much.